Allison and I, we team teach turf management. Actually, my name's Tony Koski, and we're at Colorado State University, and we team teach a turf management class. It meets once a week for 16 weeks. So we don't get to see those students real often, and plus it limits the number of lecture topics. So we talk about mowing, fertilization, irrigation. Every week is a different topic. But the beginning of the class, we ask them to write down something that they've always wondered about turf or sports turf or golf courses or something like that. And then through the semester, every week we assign them a paper based on one of those topics. And usually it's kind of off topic. It's golf courses use tons of pesticides or something like that. So we assign this question of the week. They have to research it. They have to cite their sources of information, which is usually the internet. We talk about how do you find reliable sources of information on the internet. But we do this because they're generally not good writers, and it's an opportunity to increase or enhance their writing skills. So we do, we grade them on grammar, on spelling. We allow them, like, I can't remember exactly what we do, but it's like one misspelling, and then after that they lose a point. And these are 20-point papers through the semester. It adds up actually to the equivalent of two lecture exams. So if they don't do them, I mean, they lose quite a few points. So at the beginning, you can tell they're not maybe taking it quite real seriously. Allison's better than I am about critiquing them. We did have one young man. He was a first-generation student, and she just said, put a comment in there, I know you can do better than this. And he rewrote it, resubmitted it, and he, at the end of the semester, he said it was one of the best classes he ever had, but he wasn't thinking it was going to be anything he would like, and a lot of it was because of the writing. So it gives, I learn stuff from these students. We find sources of information that I never would have been able to find. I think it teaches them to be better at looking for unbiased sources of information on the internet. We'll point out myths or improper or incorrect information that's propagated on the internet, which is, the internet's very good about that. And at the end, a lot of the students say it was, and I don't know what this says about our lectures, but it's the best part of the class. It's writing, which most students don't like to do, but by the end of the semester, I think they kind of appreciate this question of the week assignment. Questions? Yeah, it's one each week. There's a few weeks where we don't have them because of a break or exam, but it ends up being about, how many? About 10-ish? Yeah. Yeah, about 10.
Do you list them beforehand?
No, we just kind of spring them. We just kind of spring them on them every week.
And then it's due the next period?
It's due, yeah, and we do all of our, we use Blackboard for all of our assignments and our online quizzes and that type of thing. So they have no excuse about it got lost in the internet or we didn't get their email. So we have a very strict deadline. It's before the next week's class begins. And then we grade them very quickly. And so they get pretty quick feedback on it. And, you know, some of them, they just never take it seriously, and they give you a few sentences, and others, they go on and on and on, and we say there's no length requirement, and it's pretty impressive how seriously most of them take it by the end of the semester. Yes.
We
tell them they can talk to each other, but each submission has to be original, and they doing the research. You know, I think they probably do, but I'm not sure if they do. I would imagine some of them do. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.